So it's really been huge. So just want to say congratulations to each of you that was a part of setting this record. Like, how would you know if you were part of it? Well, you turned in an application, you helped set it, or you got a policy issued in March, you helped set the record. And for those of you know that we did have, like, a catalyst. There was something there that helped make this month big. Andy Albright had the vision to go out and say, hey, guys, here's $100,000. I'm willing to put a carrot out there to say for the top 10 agents, we'll give them each $10,000. And that created a buzz as we started talking about that the last couple of days of February, and people got to work. And then, of course, we had our leaders here came together and said, what can we do to help reward people that say, we're going to make March a big month, and we're going to work hard and work through and make stuff happen. So we put together a contest that piggybacked off that. Now, Andy has not yet released the results for the March Madness, so they're still tabulating and adjusting and correcting and whatever else they got to do. But we pretty much locked in, and we see what's happening. So we've got the winners here. And so folks that we've invited to call, and they might not have known at the time, they're winners. And so we had it set up. So we took those that didn't know. We'll take the top three agents out of the Dukes and Epstein team. We'll take the top three agents out of the Cruz and Junior Korea organization, and we'll take the top four agents out of the rest of our team. So everybody had a fighting chance to participate. Okay. Somebody's let me know that I'm getting some kind of an echo possibly on my phone line. So if my staff could text me or let me know if it persists, I'm hoping that we've got it fixed. I'm not sure if it's because of another line open or not. Tell me if somebody could give me just on here, give me some feedback. If you can tell me if it's gotten better or if it's still in the same situation. Don't know what the issue might be, but I want to make sure we've got it good. Let's see. All right. Somebody said it's sounding better. So, okay. Got it. All right. We'll be cool. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. A lot of people give me feedback here. Okay. So we want to keep going, but I just want to say, hey, so we've got our top three for the Dukes and Epstein organization, top three for the Korean Cruise organization, top four for the rest of the team. And so we've got those folks here to be with us today. And each of those people earned a check for $500 in extra money. And we still might have it where one of these folks possibly could be in Andy's top 10 and might be picking up a $10,000 check. Or cash, whatever Andy's giving out. So I want people just a heads up. So we're going to start introducing people and ask them some of the things they did in March. So I'm going to start with first person here. We've got Ariel Bulware, who is with us. Ariel, are you on the line? Do we have your line open up?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Yes. Awesome. Okay. So, Ariel, first of all, let people know where you live, and a little bit about maybe what you did before you joined the Alliance.
Well, I live here in Louisville, Kentucky, and before I joined the Alliance, I was working in corporate America at a natural gas company, doing a whole lot of stuff on the computer and not really happy with what I was doing.
Okay. And so you... People, some may know, we'll just kind of go, some people may not know that you came on board as a staff person, working on a staff full-time, and learned the selling part of the business part-time. And then recently you made a decision to step out and step away. Kind of what caused you to want to jump away from being part of our staff? Did we run you off, or did you see something big for yourself? What kind of caused the change there, Ariel?
Well, I always knew that I was going to be rich. And I really was just trying to, you know, as I was there and I was seeing new people quickly gain success, and I'm like, well, I could do that if I just had more time. And then once I started calculating how much I was making part-time, it just made more sense to go ahead and step out and do it.
Well, there you go. Sweet. Okay. Whew. All right. So, Ariel, talk about what happened for you in the month of March. Was it a record month? Was it, you know, would you hit a personal best?
It was definitely the most amount of time that I have invested in being focused and dialing, running appointments, doing drive-bys, and doing interviews for myself.
Okay. So now, and from a premium standpoint, how did this, so is your biggest month of focus, and how did you, were there any personal records that you had in there on a premium side? I don't know. I'm showing you cranked it out at 7150. So I don't know if that was your best month, second best month. How did that rank for you?
That was my second best month.
Second best month. We'll take it. Hey, if it wasn't your first best, good to have your second best month. All right. Well, congratulations to you, as you did earn one of the slots for our team and earned a $500 bonus check. So good for you. So now you weren't the 10th best agent across the whole team, but you were the fourth best within our team that we had kind of the different groups. So you happen to place fourth in that group. So good job for you. Good month to do it. Okay. That's right.
Awesome. I didn't know that. Look, I'm all off.
All right. So with that said, talk to me about, I know you were talking about some of the things you were doing this past month to make the month work in terms of record number of dials and run-bys and focus. What are you planning to do to make sure you're in on this top 33 to participate in the $212,000 that Andy's putting up for these next 90 days? And some people don't, like, $212,000. That's right. The whole this has never been done in the history of the company, but just so people know, again, Andy has put out $212,000 of prize money to be shared based on how people rank in the top 33 of selling or on the top 33 of recruiting for these next 90 days. So, Ariel, what are you doing? What's part of your plan to make it happen as you move forward?
First and foremost, to stop making excuses and just to do it. Don't think about it. Doesn't matter how you feel. Just get up and go. If I have it on my calendar to do dials. If I have it on my calendar to do drive-bys, regardless of how good it feels outside, regardless of who's in town, doing the work.
There we go. All right. Well, Ariel, hey, I'm proud of you for stepping up, proud of you for winning, proud of you for having the best effort month, and I know you've got more stuff that's pending that's about to be issued. I know you set yourself up for a good April, and I have no doubt you've got a shot at making Andy's top 33 and placing in one of the prizes we've got for our team to complement what people are shooting for this next quarter. So good job. Let's keep moving, girl. Proud of you.
All right, thanks.
All right, next up, we've got my buddy. Just chatting with him yesterday from up in Cincinnati, Mr. Eric Thompson. Eric, do we have your line opened up?
I'm here.
Woo! All right, man.
How you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great. All right. So, Eric, a lot of people don't know that they've heard your name here. Then maybe one or two have, but go ahead, just a quick introduction of who you are. People have heard you from Cincinnati, and just maybe a little bit about your background before you found our program.
Okay, I'm from Cincinnati. Prior to the Alliance, pre-Alliance, I don't like to talk about it much, but I was with another company. Been selling insurance for 9.5 years, and Wanda called me out of the blue right around Christmas time and just kind of told me about the Alliance, and I was ready for a change. And I think I had my mind up, less than a week, I think, that I was ready to move. So came the Alliance, and I have felt the thumb lifted off my back, and I love it.
When you say you felt the thumb like lifted off your back, explain what you mean, because some people don't know what you mean.
Well, with the other company, one of the things they tell the new agents is that you can earn your independence where you don't have to come in the office, you don't have to report in. And, being the top agent in the branch 2 years in a row, I thought I kind of earned that freedom, but I didn't. Actually, it seemed like the more I made, the more I had to report in. I was to the point where I had to text my sales manager every single solitary night about my activities of the day. I'm going, it doesn't seem like independence to me. And I just felt that, you know, like my schedule wasn't my schedule. My life wasn't my life. And I wasn't actively looking, but if something better came along, I would at least take a look at it. And then, like I said, out of the blue, Wanda called me. I had not talked to Wanda in 5 years, where she used to work for the company that I worked for. And I hadn't talked to her. I thought about her in 5 years, and she called me out of the blue. And, you know, I just said, hey, that sounds really great. What do I got to do?
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Well, hey, in case you haven't figured out by you being on this call, you managed to win one of those $500 spots. So congratulations on earning that in the month of March. Now,
hey, not so loud. Not so loud. Mama might hear you.
Okay. Yeah. We all got problems. all right. So real quick, what were some of the things you did in March to try to maintain focus and have a good month?
My biggest thing is fear of failure is pretty big. I don't want to do less than what I'm capable of. And even though I had a pretty good March, I still felt like I could do more. I always want to do more. It's ever since I was, you know, in the Army, I always wanted to outdo the person next to me. And that's why I went to some of the, you know, some of the schools I went to in the Army, because I always wanted to be better than the person next to me. And right now, the person sitting next to me is me. So I want to do better. Yeah, you know, I just want to keep doing better than what I did before.
Okay.
And
well, cool. All right.
Can't ever be satisfied.
Okay. What are your plans to take full advantage of this top 33 contest that Andy's got, and the contest that we're running for our base shop that you have access to, is other money? What are some of your plans of things you're looking to do and execute, or you already started to do here in April, May, and June?
Well, the biggest thing is get a hold of my schedule. That's one thing I've always struggled with managing a good or have good control of my schedule. And, you know, joined the President's Club last month, and it really got me focused on managing my schedule. Have a good schedule and stick it to it. You know, plan your plan and stick to your plan. And that's working out pretty well. And then the second thing is just knowing I can do better. That's just having the confidence and the mindset of just doing better. I can take one more step. I can do one more thing. I got out of my comfort zone here a couple of weeks ago and started making recruiting calls. And if you know anything about me, that's uncomfortable for me, meeting new people. And so, you know, it's just stepping out of your comfort zone.
So I heard two things. Number one, schedule and just being militant about setting and following it. Number two, that you started to add the recruiting activity because you understand this contest got two sides to it, so you've got a chance to compete on both sides. So I heard two things, and like you said, it's a stretch. And you get a little bit better each week. Hey, that's two big things. And so somebody might be thinking, man, it might be too late to start with. It's not too late. You've got 90 days. And you might say, but other people might have a head start. Yeah, but there's 33 positions. You could, hey, you know what? There's going to be somebody that just starts now, and they just commit to getting a little bit better every week, getting 1% or 2% better every week and doing something every week, as opposed to the person that's going to try and do a sprint in this first week, and we'll see him dead by the roadside by next Tuesday. You know, hey, you just got that mantra of, I'm going to get focused. I'm going to do something. I'm going to put it in my schedule. I'm going to do it every week. I'm going to get better and do a little more every week. I got no doubt that person could – I've got no doubt in their ability to place on the top 33 on either side, really. So, cool. Eric, hey, so fired up that you were there. And, hey, by the way, I heard you got a special invite because of the month you had in February, your second month. I heard you got a special invite coming up this week.
Yeah, that was pretty slick. I got an invite to go do some shooting, trap shooting with Andy. Next week before Instant Thunder. And that was pretty slick. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I was shocked. I was shocked. Even, you know, I think I texted you like 30 seconds after I got the email.
And for those that, if you know anything about skeet shooting, Eric, have you been? I know you have guns. Have you gone skeet shooting before?
Oh yeah, I love it.
Okay, and so like, describe what you would consider a good skeet shooting, I'll call it setup or facility. Like, how many different pigeons can they throw out at once, or in one say setting, if you will?
A typical just your basic shoot, you're talking 25 clay pigeons. But if you get sort of advanced and they start throwing out twos and threes at the same time, and
yeah,
that's exciting. And then, because you're sitting there and you think you're ready, but you don't know which direction they're going to go in, go high, go low. And plus everyone's looking at you. So you start missing, people start laughing at you, which just adds to it. It's just a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. So what you'll see when you get to Andy's is like, he's got a setup, and this is like just his cabin. This is not like – this is John going to some other place, but he's had a setup where he's got 9 different pigeon throwers right there as part of his setup. So you've seen some with 20 or whatever it is, some real big ones. He's got a pretty good size one for having one in technically what I'll call his quote-unquote backyard at the cabin. But
okay.
You'll have fun. You'll have fun out there, man. You'll have a blast. You'll,
yeah,
like,
was,
you'll enjoy being
was,
with there. Some,
yeah.
Some good people.
Yeah, I'll go to text him. So does he supply the gun, or should I bring my own? I don't know. I don't want to have home field advantage, you know.
Oh, you're allowed to bring your own. It's cool. You can bring your own.
Oh, really?
Cool. Oh yeah, you can bring your own gun. That's fine. You're good.
Nice.
So yeah, it's allowed.
Cool.
It's allowed.
Cool.
Awesome.
Look,
all right.
Yeah, I'm looking for a couple of weeks now. Yeah, it's getting closer. We get the more jazz I'm getting on it.
Okay, good. Well, hey, look, I'm happy that you earned this. I'm happy we've got you here in your third month. You find a way to wiggle into a $500 bonus, and in your second month, find a way to wiggle into a special invite to go skeet shooting with Andy. Congratulations to you. Awesome. Proud of you for doing that. Sweet, man.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, Miss Rachel Burke. Rachel, I believe we have you here with us.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Rachel, tell everybody where you're from.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Rachel Burke coming to you from Springfield, Missouri. And I have been here basically my whole life. Kind of boring, but that's okay.
All right. And, hey, Rachel, you got started with us how long ago?
I have been with the Alliance now for 15 months.
15 months. And what were you doing at a full-time job when you got started with us 15 months ago?
I was full-time substitute teaching.
All right, full-time substitute teaching. And how many months did you run with us on some kind of a part-time basis before you fully walked away from teaching?
For about 2 months.
About 2 months, okay. And so then going back into last year, as you were kind of learning this program and having some flexibility with your time, how much did you earn last year compared to what you would have made had you been teaching? Like, give me like some kind of a comparison. Like, you brought in X and it was like twice or one time, or how much is it compared to what you would have been making on a full-time substitute teaching level?
Well, so full-time substitute teaching, I probably would have earned about $20,000 if I would have been lucky, and I earned almost $60,000 last year.
So you tripled your income.
Yeah.
Just about.
Even full-time teaching, I was only earning about $35,000 when I was
okay,
a full-time classroom teacher before.
Okay. All right. Well, that's crazy. And if I remember correctly, you also earned a trip to go somewhere with the Alliance coming up here next month.
I did.
Is that right?
Going to Hawaii.
Just you, or do you get to take somebody with you?
I get to bring my lovely husband, too, as long as he's nice.
There we go. That's right. All right, as long as he's nice. Okay, so now, Rachel, you are one of the people that won one of the $500 slots for your performance in the month of March. So congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to winning your trip to Hawaii, in addition to earning $60,000 last year, what else did you get to do last month in March while you were still writing enough business to earn some of this prize money? What else did you have happening in the month of March?
I got to fly on the jet with Andy and Noel and some other leaders.
All right, you said the jet. Some people on this call have no idea what the jet is.
I got to fly on the private jet. Awesome.
Whose private jet?
Andy's.
And so some people do not know on this call that our CEO has a private jet. In fact, not one, but two. So he has
right.
a fleet of aircraft. All right, and so the one you flew on, he just picked up how recently?
Very recently. Within
yeah,
the last
like
week.
He's in, yeah. back in December. He's had it 4 months. All right. So what impressed you by being able to be flying around the country with Noel, Andy, Paul Roberts, and other leaders on that plane?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just really seeing how genuine everybody is. I mean, I had never met Paul Roberts, but I had an impression of who he was based upon calls and things. And I mean, he's just the most down-to-earth guy, you know, made me laugh and just talked to me just like he'd known me forever. And just everybody just welcomed us and literally rolled out a red carpet for us when we got off the jet every day. And everybody in the alliance just made me feel at home and just high level of respect. And it was just really awesome. It was a wonderful, really great trip.
Well, cool. All right, so talk to us a little bit about some of the things you focused on from a personal production standpoint in the month of March and the impact it's having or has had, you know, and like what you're planning to do now moving into this 212 contest going in here into April, May, and June.
Absolutely. I would say I've been a lot more diligent about what my lead flow is, really looking at that each week and making sure that I'm getting what I need. And I talk to the lead performance team pretty much weekly now, if not biweekly. And before I was going, you know, a while without talking to them. So just really being in communication with them, having a good pulse on what my leads are that's coming in, what do I need to do to supplement, getting my annual reviews done now since I have customers that have been around for a full year. So starting to do that and really just making sure that my schedule is as packed as it could be. And that's probably an area that I'm still working on the most is I know that I have to stay focused on my dial days and get the number of dials in that I need so that my week is booked up as much as it could be. So that's something I'm still working on for sure. But, I mean, yeah, just making sure that my leads are there, making sure I'm getting my dials in, staying in communication with you and Noel, and getting tips and help from others on the trip.
Cool.
I got to talk to people a lot.
Okay.
So, like, Paul Minakito helped me a lot. You know, talking to Katrina, she's helped me some lately. So just asking for advice and reaching out and trying to get better.
Okay. So how, if we look at like how you were, you made 60,000 last year. If somebody asked you if you were working, like if you thought you evaluated yourself, would you say you were working more full-time or more part-time through most of last year?
More part-time.
More part-time. Okay. So you, so if somebody says, so, you know, 60,000, how hard did you work? So were you working?
I would say I worked an average of 3 days a week. And some weeks, you know, I would have maybe, you know, maybe 4 days. I would say max 4 days, but most weeks an average of 3 days a week.
Okay. I just want people to know that. Now, why do you think Andy chose you or you were selected to fly with Andy and Noel and Paul?
I honestly think it's just because I've been really trying to lean in and listen and just do what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, the light of day, duplication, association, edification. I really try to do that. And I definitely know that the more I'm around these leaders, I mean, it just can't help but rub off on you when you see their heart and you can see that they are doing these things for a greater cause and for, you know, people beyond themselves. I mean, for generations. And the more you hear these leaders talk about that, it's just like, I want a piece of that. And it really goes beyond just the paychecks that you're getting. You know, Paul Roberts talked about that recently on one of the activity calls. You know, it's like, it has to go beyond that. Your why has to be bigger than that. And so, you know, I hope that you guys see that my heart is there, that I care for people. I really do want to help people. And I just want to go out there and do what I can to help America. Like Paul Roberts said, the Alliance can help America for sure. And we are.
Cool. All right. Tell me, what is something that you're already doing going into this contest? Like, what's something you've changed? Like, you talk about lead performance team, but I know there's something else going on the annuity side. Talk to me a little bit about, like, what I'll call your finding money, your green sheet side of things. What's happened? Give people a little snapshot of what's been going on the last few weeks in that part of your business.
Yeah, I am diligent about finding retirement money. I'm like a dog on the hunt. I mean, the money is out there, and we need to help people with it. And a couple weeks ago, I wrote an annuity for about $145,000. Older lady, she honestly, I was just asking her to look up her life insurance policy. So she went all around her house, every nook and cranny, and she came up with this Franklin Templeton book. And I asked her about it. She's like, I don't know anything about it. I was like, well, let's give them a call. Found out she had this money sitting there that she had, you know, just kind of misplaced, forgot about. And so I was able to help her out with that. And then I have another family that I just helped a couple days ago, also an older family. That lady's in her 80s. And then this family I'm helping now is in their 80s. And they have all their money in mutual funds and variable annuities. So I'm going to be helping them right now with about $45,000, but maybe a potential of more later.
There we go. Awesome. All right. So I could probably turn this call right here into a full seminar of stuff that Rachel's been doing. How often are you talking to Chris Norris out of BAM?
Well, it's the second that I see that there's a potential customer, I'm texting him, trying to give him a call right there, taking a picture of the green sheet, like before I've even left their house, and emailing it over to him. And then following up right after the appointment and making sure that I've got a time scheduled to follow up with him and my customer. And I'm very on it when it comes to that process.
That's huge. All right. Well, look, Rachel, fired up that you got into this pool of money here, fired up that you earned a $500 check, fired up that you got selected to run with Andy and fly around the country with him, and excited. I totally believe you got a shot at being in the top 33, especially with coming out of the gate on the annuity side. No doubt you ramping up into a full-time focus these next 90 days, you can do some big things. You can surprise some people at another level. So excited to have you here. Thank
awesome.
You for sharing.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Woo! All right. I'm down in South Beach, my buddy, Mr. Align.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How's everything going?
Hey, rock and roll. I feel like Santa Claus giving away money today.
Oh, man, I'm fired up just listening to everybody winning cash, man. I'm fired up about the trip. I'm fired up about everything. Guys, I want to tell you something real quick. I love Mike and Olive and Television. That's the reason why I love this company. And if you don't get to know him, if you call him and get to know these people are more than my family, and I love them. And, Mike, you can ask me any questions now. I'm just fired up of listening to everybody earning those prizes. Anybody can do it.
All right. So you did it too, Alain. We had you coming in at $14,000 a premium, a little over $14,300 for the month. And I believe your team, if I'm not mistaken, had hit, I believe, I have to go back and double check, but I believe your team was kind of team leader, I think, was about $23,000, if I remember. I'm still waiting on that. But I know this contest was about your personal production.
So yes, sir.
You won one of those 500 slots. Talk to me about some of the things you did to focus in March to get yourself up the ladder and to get a good chunk of premium. What were some of the things you did and changed to have a good month in March, Alain?
Well, that came from January and February, listening to Mike, getting my finances in the right order so that I can perform at a higher level. Listening to Mike and not taking excuses and not also letting the small defeats hurt me. Like if I had a bad day, that wasn't going to hurt me. If I had a bad week or maybe I didn't sell for one day, I'm just coming back stronger each time because I know it's not the small win that I'm looking for, it's the big win. And that's the same thing I'm going to carry over for this next 90 days. I'm going for the big numbers, for the big things. Anybody can do it. Anybody. If this Dominican guy can do it, anybody can do it.
So, Alain, so going into this, now so you had a taste of victory in March. Now you see the bigger picture of what you can do in this three-month, 90-day contest or blitz here. Talk to me about some of the things you're doing or you've already done to give yourself momentum coming in.
Well, I'm putting ads, I'm placing ads. I'm getting help from Noel and Mike, getting into meetings. I'm running appointments. I'm going to start hiring on Sunday as well. I'm running into another city, which is 2 hours and a half away to run business. I changed the car. Now I got a little hybrid car that gives me more miles per gallon so I can run more appointments and go further. I'm waking up earlier. I'm trying to get to bed a little bit later. Mike knows I'm a sleepyhead, but I'm going to try to ramp it up to about 11 o'clock in the at night. I'm reading a lot. The books have been recommended by Mike and Noel. And I'm just going to not give up. I'm just going to push it because I know that anybody can do it. This is so easy, this contest. Anybody can be top 33. You, me, anybody that's new. All you have to do is get the right coaching from Noel and Mike.
Awesome. Buddy, Alain, I'm proud of you. Proud of you for fighting. Proud of you for having some good momentum with your team coming to this contest. And by the way, where are you going in May?
I'm going to Hawaii, baby. Hawaii! Aloha!
We got you your coconut bra all ready for you, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm fired up. I can't wait. I'm also going to Instant Thunder. If you guys go to Instant Thunder, you can meet me there next week. Boom, yeah.
You know what? Hey, Instant Thunder, for some people that may not know, Alain, talk about what happens at Instant Thunder.
Instant Thunder is a life-changing event that we have in between our big conferences where you can meet all the leaders and be intimate with them, find out exactly how they do it, how all the different tricks, because it's a smaller groups. You meet the owners of the insurance companies, you get trained directly by the top leaders, and you come out of there, it's a life-changing event. You come out a different person. It's indescribable. It's kind of like the movie The Matrix. You have to take the red pill to know what it is. You have to go there. And it's so inexpensive, Mike. It's like $125, and then it's like they give you all the food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you calculate that, it's like the seminar is free. It's like it's free because you're just paying for the food. It's incredible experience. I don't know how else I can describe it.
Hey, you have the ability. It's what we call modest or small group. 125, 150, 175 people will be there. And we have a mix of brand new people, and we have a mix of veterans that are studs and agency managers, corporate staff, and carriers. So we put all those types of people in one space, allowing the network. You going in have the ability to learn a lot and come away with an edge in certain areas. So we encourage you, if you've not been, there's still a couple spots left. If somebody wanted to be there, we could probably find a way to get you in. So heads up on all that. Alain, hey, thank you for sharing. Appreciate you hustling and setting the pace, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Good job. All right. All right, next up, we got my buddy from Orlando, Mr. Mickey Cruz. Mickey, are you there?
Hey, Mike, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man. Loud and clear. All right. We're going to have to go quick to get everybody in. But, man, talk to me just, you know, a little bit about where you were at before you joined, a little bit about what happened for you in March, and what do we got coming up here in this next quarter?
What was the very first part of that question? It kind of bleeped out.
Oh, that's okay. Talk to me about, just so people know, where you're from and your background before you joined the Alliance.
Okay. My name's Mickey, and my beautiful wife, Joanna, and I have been married for 8 years, and we have a little baby named Isabella, and I started when I was 22 years old. I'm 33 now, so it's 11 years ago. I was in college, and I was struggling. My brother-in-law started doing this, and I went to their house to have dinner with them because I was broke, and he told me about it, and it was all over my head. Made me, you know, just kind of felt awkward, but pretended to be interested so I could eat more potatoes. And 2 weeks later, I came back, broke again, and I saw a check this time he had for $1,400. And I was like, man, I have been thinking about what you were talking about ever since I left last week. So he introduced me to Mike and Noel, and then quit like 2 months later, maybe. So I'm very thankful that he never said, I'm going to wait until I do good before I tell anybody else, because we wouldn't have what we have, the relationships today, if he tried to make that decision for me. So last month, my mindset was to do 40,000, and I wound up with like 18,000. So I'm really happy about that, and I'm really pissed off about that. So I'm doing some things this month. I feel like being here 11 years, you can get in a rut like Andy was talking about on the Wednesday call. But I talked to some key people in the company that write tons of business, you know, like 30, 40 grand in a month. And, this month, I think being more focused and what's the word I'm looking for? Starts with an I, intentional. I think we're going to see better results this month, and that carries through to the next 90 days. That's really just our plan. It's just to stay focused on not wasting time. You know, if I've got a lead and they're not really interested and they wouldn't verify the information, verify their address or give me any directions, you know, I'm going to market appropriately, and I'm not going to let it fool myself or trick myself that I got a great appointment. So I think, you know, just being more strategic, you know, making sure that I'm not wasting time, and setting my calendar up to win. I think that's going to help a ton. Yep.
Awesome. Well, dude, hey, look, I got no doubt in your ability to knock out 40,000, and but I also have total faith in your ability to carry through that pace over 90 days and be at the top, not just the top 33, man. It's my buddy Mickey Cruz. I got no doubt Mickey can put himself up in the top 10 that Andy's going to have up there and getting himself in the big money in that contest. So, hey, buddy, proud to be working with you. Thank you for sharing here, and, man, just excited for what you got going on this next quarter. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
All right. Let's see. Next up, Elena Orakova. Elena, do we have your line opened up?
I'm here. Happy Friday, everybody.
That's right. Happy Friday. Hey, bad things happen to some people. We give away money on Friday the 13th.
So, yep.
All right. Elena, tell everybody where you're from.
I am from Russia, Moscow. I moved to the U.S. about 9 years ago. I live in Miami, Florida. Yeah, and I was with Alliance for about 3 years. So that's my story. I used to work for a real estate developer prior to starting working here.
Okay. And so you're here with us, and you had a solid month in the month of March. You clocked in at $20,429 of premium. Good job. Talk to us a little bit about your focus in the month of March and things that you did to hit that number.
Okay. Well done. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of this call and share my experience. And I wish I could say something special, like a magic thing that I did. However, it was like probably mostly what like other people mentioned before. It was all about just doing what you planned. That would be the key. So I wouldn't say I planned way too much or way too overexcited. It was more like just a solid plan, something that I know I can accomplish, and just basically following through, because none of the weeks ever perfect. I don't know if anybody ever had like a perfect week. I have weeks when I have like a 5 for 5 and then no shows every day. It was more of, I had this feeling of accomplishment showing up to the appointments I booked, whether it was a good day when, like, you're all excited and you, like, have a couple of sales in the morning and you want to just roll on it till the end of the day. So there were days when I had no show, reschedule, no sale, and then I'll be like, maybe it's not my day. Maybe I should not be coming to the last one. So, and I think the very key was I would just show up to the very last appointment and, like, just the feeling of accomplishment that I'm doing what I planned, that was the key for me in the month of March.
Okay. And so now that you got some momentum, what are you focused in on? What are some of your goals, or what are you wanting to accomplish over this 90-day blitz that we have coming up in April, May, and June? What's something you're changing or doing more of or doing differently?
So doing more of I was doing, because as you just mentioned, once you catch the momentum, it's easier to, you know, surf on it, roll on it. So just doing more of what I'm doing and, like, doing a little bit more every week, like maybe, like, I'm just thinking every week what, like, little thing I can adjust. And nothing ever goes perfect, of course. So just doing more of doing what I planned, no matter what. So, and I notice whenever I plan way too much or hope for way too much or feel like something out of the blue is going to happen, never happens. But whenever you just, like, go with a steady pace and do what you have to do on a weekly basis, that's the key. And that's what I'm planning on doing more for the next 3 months. It's just kind of like focused on following through and doing what I planned. Yep.
There you go. Well, good. And what do you have going on in May, Elena?
What do you mean?
Well, where are you going?
Okay. I am going to Hawaii. That's what's
right.
Going on with me. Yep.
That's right. All right. I'm fired up for you. Have you been to Hawaii before? Will this be your first time?
Never been to Hawaii. And honestly, it only like came like realization maybe like a week and a half ago, because before it was like, okay, is it really happening? Is that like happening? So I kind of like I'm receiving these emails and the fly information. I'm like, okay, I am going to Hawaii. And Junior is calling. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like talking about it, like people on hotspot talking about wearing red or aqua color. I don't know what is aqua color. So it's like, okay, well, I am going to Hawaii. So super excited about it.
That's super right. Excited. Gotta plan your wardrobes. And don't spend too much time. Don't go out shopping. Just do it online. You know, get it sent to your door.
Yep.
If it don't fit, you send it back. Noelle's real good at that. So, awesome.
All right.
Hey, Elena, excited for you, proud of you, and, look, expecting you to do well in this 90-day blitz, this top 33, and taking a break in Hawaii. I love that way that Andy set up. So we're going to be in Hawaii right in the middle. Like, so you can run hard from, like, now to we leave for Hawaii on, like, the 15th. And get back and pick up right where you left off and then sprint right through the end of June. So it's kind of like you get a little halftime show in Hawaii for the people that are running hard on this contest. But Elena, excited for you. All right.
Fired up. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Katrina Gustin. Katrina.
I'm here.
All right, girl. Tell everybody a little bit about you.
Hey, my name is Katrina Gustin. I've been with the Alliance a little over 2 years now. Was hired by Mickey Cruz when he tried and unsuccessfully did not sell me any insurance. But I think a new agent is a better deal. Personally,
he made more money with his override from recruiting you than he did from selling you one policy.
I'm pretty sure he did. Pretty sure he did.
Oh, that's good stuff. Okay. So, Katrina, what happened in March? We have you coming in at $21,988 in premium. What did you do that was different, or what were you pushing for?
Like Mickey said, I was kind of disappointed. I was pushing for 40, and I had about 15 posts on the Monday after. But you know what? I'm glad I pushed for 40, because if I hadn't, maybe I wouldn't have hit what I did. So it just goes to show you don't have control over every little thing. You can only control what you're doing. And so I pushed as hard as I could, or hard as I planned. How about that? And I spent a little bit of extra time in the field. I ran a couple of extra days in a couple extra weeks, you know, just trying to get more put in. A lot of birthdays, a lot of celebrating that we do in March in my family. So we were trying to do everything at the same time. It was a lot of fun and a little bit memorable in how busy I was, which was good.
There you go. Hey, that's awesome. So let's say that premium that went issued on like the 1st of April, let's say it went into March, that would have been for you about a $37,000 month. Where would that have ranked for you in terms of your best month, or second or fifth or fourth best month? Where would that have fallen for you?
Oh, it would have been my best, absolutely. No question.
Wow. Okay.
I think my highest was like 28 month. Or 29. So.
Okay. All right. So now that it did fall into April, how's that setting you up for April? What do you got for a goal for April, knowing that you started 16,000 the first couple of days of the month?
Yeah, let's try 40 again. let's try for it again. Let's try for it again. You know, no, I'm pretty excited. So I'm going into the month like the same as I would go into any month, except for with a lot more to start out. So that's pretty cool. It's a little bit less pressure, but I'm not stopping the work. Still going as hard as
okay.
I would.
All right. And for those who don't know, she qualified for Hawaii in the extension trip when we go to Maui. So, Katrina, what are some of the things that you're doing different or that you're taking and carrying forward into this 90-day blitz, either on the selling or on the recruiting side?
I would say on the selling side, what I'm doing and what I've been trying to implement is everybody knows I'm a real stickler for my schedule. That includes not working any extra, which is something that I've had to learn. You know, yes, I only want to work these days, but if you want to meet certain goals, how about working a little bit extra running into it? And I can do that. It means less time on my couch in front of the TV, which is so sad. I know everybody's crying for me, but I'm just working a little bit extra into my schedule on a regular basis, so that I don't have so much pressure to fit everything into a two-day work week.
There you go. Okay. Now, somebody's probably thinking, we've had 7 people talk, and, like, I think every one of them's mentioned schedule. If I hear schedule one more time, I'm like, well, maybe you need to hear it. Oh, not you, the person that's sitting next to you. But you know what I'm saying. So schedule's a theme here. If you've not picked up on that, every person that's won has focused on micromanaging their own schedule. Notice they didn't say, my boss called me and told me I needed to work mandatory overtime. Hey, nobody's got a boss here. You're your own boss. You can be your own butt-kicking person. So that's you. That's good. Katrina, good job. Proud of you. Proud of you for your steadiness. Proud of you for having your best month and setting yourself up for another best month, basically. But keep rocking. Good job. Now, Angela Manzo was set to be on this call, and I blew it. I knew she had a client appointment that started like 20 minutes ago, and she told me, and I was going to get her on early, and I overlooked it. So now I will play the part of Angela Manzo as I will pretend like she was here. So here's Angela speaking. Let's see. All right, so she said, the contest definitely get me excited. Thank you, Mike and Noel and Paul. You're tricking us into working better and harder. Committing to my schedule and sharing it with others and committing to a goal has helped make me accountable. I wrote the goal down on my whiteboard. And my monthly goals, everyday goals, wrote them all out. I got my team, the new people on my team around Andy at different hotspots around the country. I've been talking to Clay in the lead performance team about leads once a week. I've been constantly listening to audio files as I'm driving around to stay focused and keep my mind right. I've been asking for help. I had some issues with my sit ratio early in the month, and I decided to get some help, so I stopped. I was not doing the personal history interviews. I got sloppy, and I need to fix that. And then I also needed to stop fooling myself because I had some appointments that were a little further out, and I was not calling to confirm. And so she said, hey, I need to fix that and change that. All right. Angela, what else did she say? For this next 33 days, she's spending more time with my team. I'm spending more time with my team calling and texting more to stay up. I signed up and made a financial commitment to ZipRecruiter to help me on the recruiting side, so I've got more people to talk to. I've also added QRAs, the qualified resumes, to help me find more qualified potential agents. I'm going to Instant Thunder to be around Andy Albright, and my focus is to set a record of $10,000 in premium outside of me and to set a personal record of doing over $22,000 each month for the next 3 months, even though I'm going to Hawaii and I'm going to somewhere else for a family wedding in June. She's focused. So that's Angela Manzo. I'm proud of her. She hit $22,200 in the month. And now my next guest here, and I'm going fast. I feel that I'm discrediting Angela, but I'm so proud of her, and she's in an appointment right now. But next person, we got two more. Tad Peterson, buddy, I'm overwhelmed by what you did in the month. Mr. Tad Peterson clocked in with $25,216 of premium. Tad, do we have your line open up?
I think so, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, buddy, I'm hearing you. Loving it. All right.
Awesome.
Tell people where you're from and what you were doing full-time before you got rolling with us.
My name's Tad Peterson from Nampa, Idaho. Before working with the Alliance, I was in wholesale retail for about 25 years.
Okay. And you were part-time with us for how long as you got started?
Gosh, probably the easiest way to say it, Mike, because I was really part-time, is that when I lost my job back in August, I started full-time with the Alliance, August 16th of 2017.
Okay, so you were more like hobby time. We call that hobby time. It was like, I don't even
yeah.
know if it was part-time. We just like hobby
time. I think
it
was probably more like half hobby time, Mike. It wasn't really even hobby time.
Okay, all right. So, but August 15th, you went full-time, and so you've been full-time with us now for about, 7 months, 8 months? Okay. And what was your best month with us prior to you hitting 25,000 in March?
I believe it was probably, and again, it's kind of with Katrina, same thing. I was, Mutual of Omaha had some stuff that didn't issue till later the next month. It was probably the month of September was probably the best month. And I probably, like I said, if that stuff would have issued when it should have, I would have hit SEAL team that month.
Okay, but what was the official scoreboard? What did it show that month?
Like
what did
10,000, 12,000, something like that, 12,000.
12,000. So you basically doubled your previous best month by hitting 25,000 in February.
I did.
So and to be clear, like we could say, well, he had some other stuff that would have hit. Well, yeah, but he also, you should see his list of stuff that didn't hit last month in March is signed up to go here in April. So we could have accounting for the same story, Tad, you still doubled your previous best month. I think that's massive. Okay, so we went from a best of 12,000 to 25,000. Now, Tad, what were one or two keys that helped you do that?
There's a lot of keys, really, Mike, that helped me. I think finally I started listening better. Andy Albright, I've been hearing him for a whole year talk about setting 20 appointments a week. And so I made that my priority for the month of March. Also, I got a pretty severe butt kicking in January. I did some stuff with family, and I kind of goofed around, and I didn't really get a lot going on the first of the year, and it is my goal. I don't, whatever it takes me to do, I'm going to Paris and Switzerland. And so I set a goal for myself for 20,000 a month in December, and I was nowhere close to that coming into January. So, you know, that I kicked myself in the butt and just made myself get to work.
There you go. Good job, man. In terms of going into this next quarter, what do you see yourself doing as you go into the next quarter here, Ted?
Well, I had a great – I was super lucky in November – well, actually September of last year, I went to my first Instant Thunder, and I got to participate in that. It was just, you know, one of the best things. And Align was talking about that a little bit. Anybody that can get there, whatever it takes, it's just something you need to do. It gets you around the right people. It does something to your mindset. Anyway, Andy told me in a call that we had in November on the 15th that, you know, I haven't been hiding anything from you. Did I tell you anything in this 45-minute call that we had that you haven't heard before? And I was like, no, you haven't. So, you know, I just used that, set 20 appointments, you know, every single week. 10,000 every week is my goal, and now I know I can do it. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
There you go. Awesome. All right, well, tell you what. Tad, I'm excited for you, proud of you, and I see you as a guy who's capable, especially with the fact you had the $7,000 paycheck week or whatever it was, getting these annuities issued. No, you're off to a great start in April. Like, I think you're sitting at like $11,000 issued paid. It's the 13th of the month. I think you're in great shape to break your record from last month and really plow ahead. I've got no doubt in your ability to qualify for Paris and Switzerland. So, buddy, keep it up. Really proud of you. Just stay the course. Man, last and certainly not least, this guy did break some records here. Paul Epstein coming in at $39,000 in premium. Paul, buddy, it's been fun having known you and Val and each of your four kids over the last 12 and a half years or 13 and a half years. So we go back to 05, 12 and a half, 12 and a half years. Paul, talk to us.
Wow. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. So, yeah, I am so proud of really everybody on our team, and especially Tad and Angela. And I know that they're out there working. And that drives me. And so I guess kind of what happened to me was a commitment I made at national conference to do SEAL Team 6 at least one time. And then Noelle tricked me. She said, we were having dinner in Steamboat, and she said, I know at least whatever he says he's going to do, he does. I was like, oh crap! So I really got to do it now. And I guess what helped me focus, Mike, is I had belief from Val and you and Noel and a lot of people on the team, and it was the depth of my commitment made it real easy to focus, and that brought clarity to I made a decision, and I was bound and determined, no matter what it took to do it. And I had a lot of clarity through that because I had nothing else to do but the task at hand, and I was focused on getting the appointments set and running the business and not focusing on other things going on, and which would have been very easy to do. And I think that's an ongoing challenge for me is staying focused and leaning in, and I think what I want to focus on is the recruiting side of the top 33, and of course I'm going to still be writing business, but I want to make a commitment to our team and really have a banner standout year and help everybody do that and find new people that I can help do that. And that's what I want to commit to. And I know we can all do it. And I have faith in you and Noel for sure, and Andy Albright. And I know what we're doing is good. And I know that there's people out there that really need what we have, and including myself. And, so there's a lot of good reasons to do it. But I guess it's just the level of my commitment that's going to help me get into the top 33, and you know, I know that there's going to be a lot of good that comes from that. So, yeah, I think that's
awesome.
That's what happened.
Ooh. All right, buddy. Well, look, I'm excited. It'll be interesting to see. I hope everybody's watching the TWC this Wednesday to see if Paul made it into the top 10. I think he's right on the bubble, and whether he's 10 or 9 or 8 or 11, I'm still fired up for what he did, what his organization has done, him and Val and the rest of the leaders on their team. So, guys, hey, you all have made March a great month, along with other people whose names we didn't call. Maybe you didn't get a $500 prize. Maybe you're mad. Maybe you felt like you deserved it. Well, I believe you. I'm mad with you, and I hope you use that to drive you forward going into April, May, and June, and let's make up for it that way. Guys, take care. Let's rock on. If things are happening, we hope they're happening for you. Take care.